In his homily at the daily mass at the Casa Santa Marta, Pope Francis asked us to pray that the weakness that leads to sin might never become corruption. Christopher Wells tells us more.
Taking the story of David and Bathsheba as a starting point, Pope Francis distinguished between regular sinners and those who are corrupt. Everyone commits sins, he said, but one who has become corrupt does not feel the need for forgiveness. That was the attitude King David assumed when he became enamored of Bathsheba, the wife of Uriah, an army officer fighting on the front lines. David attempted to cover up his adultery, but when his initial attempts failed, he arranged to have Uriah killed in battle.
Questo è un momento nella vita di Davide che ci fa.
That was the point where David went from being a simple sinner to becoming corrupt. He felt so sure of himself, so safe and powerful, that he thought he could get away with his sin, that he had no need of forgiveness. It was only through the grace of God that David was saved from his corruption. Today, Pope Francis said, I want to emphasize just one thing. There's a moment we all face, especially when we feel secure or have a little bit of power, when sin, which we all commit, threatens to become corruption.
Ma una delle cose più brutte che ha la corruzione che il corrotto.
And one of the ugliest things about corruption, he said, is that the one who is corrupt imagines he has no need for forgiveness.
Facciamo oggi una preghiera per la Chiesa.
The Pope concluded his homily by asking us to pray to the Lord to save the Church from this kind of corruption. We are all sinners, he acknowledged, but he prayed that the Lord may grant that we never become corrupt. I'm Christopher Wells.